Awake, Israel, awake to righteousness. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, called faithful and true, we come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace for your nation, the nation of Israel, your leaders, your people, your land, and all men. And now, your God, the great, mighty, and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of unfailing love, do not let all the hardships Israel has suffered be as nothing to you. Great trouble has come upon you and upon your land from the days that the kings and the princes of Belial, wickedness, has triumphed over you until now. Every time you punish Israel, you are just. You, Israel, have sinned greatly and turned away from your God. Your ancestors did not obey your law or listen to God's commands and solemn warnings, as your people do not today. In Christ we pray that you, the people of Israel, will separate yourselves from this wickedness in order to serve God and agree to obey the Lord your God, and not to neglect the temple of God, which is your reasonable service, to become a temple of Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. The God of Israel is God. Peace to Jerusalem. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, King of Jerusalem. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory in Christ Jesus. The Lord goes before you. The God of Israel is your rear guard. It has been prayed. It has been spoken. It has been written. We come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. So in his holy name, Jesus Christ, so be it. Zion, you are my people, says the Lord God Almighty.